just turned three, took the present from his daddy's hand. A genuine toy hammer, he started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, he thinks big thoughts and he dreams big dreams, but it's another man's sweat that pays for those schemes. He don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. So he does it his business behind closed doors and pretends that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits the fan, he says, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. Now Congress is saving Wall Street while they're watching Main Street fall. They got healthcare all figured out, but it don't seem to care much at all. As soon as they save this planet, they'll put the fire out in hell. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Yeah, they think big thoughts and they dream big dreams, but it's another mess with the pays for those schemes. They don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. They do their business behind closed doors and pretend that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits a fan, they say, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. There'll be a party come this November where we're gonna set things straight. All good people gonna gather round, gonna show what made this country great. We'll run off the schemers and backroom dealers, so the red, white, and blue will prevail. When we're holding a hammer, when we're
well, y'all know what that means. This is Jack Bauer. The name of the show is called The American Reconstruction Project, of course. I'll tell you what, this has been a wild and woolly week, but we'll get into that in a minute. The show, again, is called American Reconstruction Project. If you need to call in, you want to call in, that number, let me give that right out off the get-go, is 800-313-9443. I'll give out my disclaimer before you go any further, and that goes something like this. Please do not consider anything you heard in the show tonight to be legal advice. We do not, cannot, will not give legal advice. First of all, legal advice only works on a planet far, far away where law matters. It doesn't matter here. We show that on an hourly, daily, weekly matter. And if you need legal advice, feel free to go out and hire you some shyster, that be an attorney. And he'll be more than willing to take your money, take your home, take your car, take your kids, take your wife, take your dog, take your cat. And if you're lucky, leave you just out on the streets. If you're unlucky, you may end up even booking in the Gray Bar Motel. That being said, on the show with me tonight, it's going to be a wild one. We got some more sheriffs coming on, which is, you talk about having a revelation for me. As all of you know, I hate cops with a living passion. But I'm having to make some decisions in life that are kind of disruptive to me, but you know, life goes on. On the first hour, and the whole time, my good friends Ray and Loma, they're out of Oregon, and they've been very instrumental in helping me put this show together. I can't thank them enough. And I can't thank all you enough for being here. On the first hour also, I'll be having with me Sheriff Paul. He's out of Southern California. And we'll be right back after the first break here, and I'll get my breath, and we'll take her on from there. Stick with me. We'll be right back.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family. CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we made it back from the very break. Jack Bauer here. Name of the show is called The American Reconstruction Project. With me on the show tonight, I can, as I said, I've got my good friends Ray and Loma. Ray and Loma, are you there with me yet?
Yes, we are. Hi, Mike.
Good. How you doing, darling? You know what? This has been such a wild and wacky week, and it just goes more to show just how ebb and flow there is to life. I mean, I have got such an affinity to pork, that being pigs. Oh, I didn't say that. And cops. And I'm having to do a whole complete reevaluation of my life. And this really sucks. At this age of my life, I don't need to be reevaluating life as I see it. But anyway, it's all for the good of America as I see it and in my opinion. And we've got some great sheriffs coming on tonight. And like I said, thanks to you guys, I'm having to do some real reevaluation. And that bothers the heck out of me, but so goes it. What's up with you guys, and why are we here, and what are we doing tonight, Ray and Loma?
You're never too old to learn, Mike.
Thank God. Thank God. So, anyhow, how's things up in Oregon, and how's the progress and all that stuff doing?
Things are crazy good, Mike. This is Ray.
Hey, Ray. How you doing?
I'm great. We're organizing for our next NCSA training and convention, and what we're trying to do is get all sheriffs and county commissioners, county supervisors, county attorneys, state representatives to this convention, learn what it means to abide by your oath of office, and also to learn the difference between jurisdictions and authority, departments, offices, et cetera, so that they can act in the best interest of the people and directly represent the people of their counties and their states.
You know, that's so disheartening when we've got this piece of scum-sucking, whatever you want to call him, Obambam, our non-political president right now, who's doing everything he can, which, again, you know, my dear friend William Wagner told me years ago that he likes cops because he truly believes that they are what stands between us and them. And I'm having to start to agree with him. And like I say, I don't do well when I have to admit wrong or err in my ways. That's a real tough on me. And things have been hitting me the last several months. As Sheriff Paul, if I'm going to bring him up here, Sheriff Paul, I met him several months ago and had him on, and just a sweetheart of a man. And he learned a lot from us also, and he'll be the first to admit that. And I think we're tearing down these walls, some of the walls, because as in Sheriff Paul and the sheriff that we had on last week told me that they've never experienced this. They were brought up as cops, and you know, we're the perps, and they're the good guys, they're the righteous ones that hold the hand of God, and they're having to do a little reviration in their lives too. And when it's put to them properly, when they can drop that wall, guess what? Things seems to come around. And I'm so pleased with that. So, Sheriff Paul, are you there with me yet?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Sure. Well, I hope I didn't offend you, and I don't mean to offend anybody, because I'm not that way unless they tick me off. And, you know, thank God for people like yourself, my friend. And you, of course, already know Ray and Loma. And, you know, thank you for taking the time that you did to read my, whatever you want to call it, my oratory on what I thought about tickets, and I appreciate your response. Anyway, what's going on in your life, Sheriff Paul?
Well, you know that I am in San Bernardino County, and we just had a lot of police action up here on in Big Bear. I don't
yes.
know if you guys were following that in the...
How could we not?
Yeah. So there's been a lot of things going on. I've been meeting with lots of different groups, and... you know, I'm just trying to promote liberty as best I know how, and to uphold the Constitution and defend the Constitution, and to try to help people understand it. And, to, you know, for me to speak with people like you, my good friend John Casera, who is also very well versed in constitutional issues, it's been a learning process for me in the last few years after I met Sheriff Matt. And then talking to Ray and Loma and other people, I've actually started going down a different road, and it's kind of weird because I was already going down. I was going down that road. I didn't realize it, but it kind of jump started, or you know, excelled me to go even further. And you have to shake off some of the stuff that you've been taught. And like we talked off the air, Jack, about the Sheriff's Academy or police academies we go through, they teach you how to be a law enforcement officer, and in fact, we're peace officers. And I think once people learn and start realizing, and I'm talking about cops, that we're peace officers, and that changes your perspective on your job.
I'm glad you brought up, you opened a couple of cans of worms here, and I'm not going to run away from them. Let's go with that. Let's go with the first thought about the individual that they, in my opinion, murdered down there in Southern California in Big Bear. I mean, if you look at those videos, you listen to the tapes, that was nothing, in my opinion, and shared by many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans, that was nothing less than murder. That was premeditated murder on top of that. And why aren't these cops being swung for it? Why aren't they being discharged? Why aren't they being put in jail? Why aren't they being investigated? This is what ticks people like me off when we see those kind of atrocities happen to other Americans, and we're held at a different standard than you guys, for lack of a better term. You guys are. What's going on in this country? What's going on? Can you see where I'm at with this?
Absolutely. I've had probably, I would say, a couple hundred phone calls since that happened, and emails, you know, people saying, man, we're glad he, you know, he's gone. Others saying, you know what, he was murdered. There is going to be an investigation. Again, when people investigate, hopefully it's someone outside of the agency investigating this. I've heard from people that were there of what happened, and I've heard of people that were, you know, not there and you know, making their call on it. And for me, I want to wait and see what the outcome of the investigation is. Not the Monday morning quarterback, the guy that's sheriff now, but I believe that I would have brought more people and waited, you know, just waited the guy out. But I was told that he was shooting at him from the back door, and, you know, I don't know. I wasn't there. But if I was the sheriff, and in, you know, most instances, you'll see across the country, You just wait. You know, eventually, he's either going to come out or, you know, he's going to do something. And they're saying that he shot himself in the head. and I don't know. I wasn't there.
How convenient. Again, what you just said, though, shows, in my opinion, what a double standard there is. You said you want to wait until all the facts are put together. You want to give them the opportunity. Why did they not give him the opportunity to have the same things shake out? I've said for days before this happened, the only chance in Hades that he had was to go to another city, another county, Bakersfield, whatever, and turn himself in there, maybe in another state, because these bozos down there are the boys in blue, and they're going to protect their own, and in my opinion, and shared by many, it's what's happening. And the repercussions from this, if they're not swift and solid towards the officers that did this, the repercussions against good ones like yourself and many others, in my opinion, could be atrocious. Do you see where I'm going with this at all?
Yeah, I absolutely. I've talked to a lot of people that have your same viewpoint. They believe that something should be done now. Again, I try not to jump to conclusions, even on things that I'm, you know, talking to people about, be it something I believe in or I don't believe in. If my thing is, I have to look at this point. If he would have wanted to turn himself in, he could have driven somewhere, or he could have went to someplace and, you know, instead of shooting at people while he was there, he could have just turned himself in. He got in a truck with a guy, took his truck. Why didn't he just say, drive me, you know, in the middle of town, me and you, and just let's do this. Instead, he was shooting at people. I don't think that the cops should stand back and be shot at. But nor do I think that cops should be the judge, jury, and execution.
Agreed. Thank you very much. Ray and Loma, weigh in here on this situation, if you would, please.
Well, Mike, to tell you the truth, we haven't heard a whole lot except for what's been available through, you know, mass media and on the Internet. I think the situation was poorly handled, and I think that comes to an issue that's been brought up by many of our sheriffs, and that's training, lack of training. I think a lot of times our boys in blue especially are poorly trained. They're hot-headed. I don't think that they're screening these guys well enough to take on the jobs they're taking on. That's my personal opinion. I think that the situation there could have been handled much better. I think that that's something that we have to be aware of as we move forward with this, especially as emotions are rising. I think these guys need to understand that if they continue to act like that and they put that kind of doubt in the people's minds, they're going to become cannon fodder.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think Sheriff Paul here understands that, and he seems to be coming from the same. You know, there's so many things, Sheriff and Ray and Loma, that just disappoint me and disenchant me with the police operations. And I want to get back to you in a second, Paul, about the difference between police officer and whatever. There is a major difference. One of the other big things is if, and we've seen this happen already, they were to be put on investigation, and we've had ones where they've, you know, murdered people, and it's blatantly straight out they've done it, and then they put them on administrative leave, which is nothing more than a paid vacation. That bugs the heck out of me. If I did something like that to an employer that I was with, you think he'd give me administrative leave and let me go home and pay me fees? No, that ain't going to happen. Yet for some reason, these guys, because they're public servants and they have a badge and a gun, they are shown that they have some kind of an entitlement to get these freebies. Can you see what I'm saying here, Paul, at all?
I absolutely, and was that Ray or Loma that was speaking?
That was Ray.
That was Ray.
Okay, Ray. You brought up a great point. One thing that I don't know if you realize, the sheriff that was running the whole operation was just politically appointed through the Board of Supervisors, which my campaign fought. And he's a political appointee. He's one of the people that I call him, you know, one of their puppets. And so you have really someone that's unqualified, I truly believe, just by his actions.
Hang on, Paul. We'll be right back after.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartAndBody.com.
Hey, made it back from another break. I'm going to get right on these calls because we got them coming in, and I don't have a lot of time. I've only got 4, 5, 6 hours of show to do tonight, so we're going to jump right on top of this. I'm going to take the first caller right now, guys, and see where it goes. Murphy in California, are you with me?
I'm here.
Hi, Murphy. What's up? What can we do for you?
Paul told me to call in on.
Okay. Well, here you are.
Hey, my name is Scott Murphy. I'm on his Facebook page and stuff. You guys were talking about the Chris Dornan situation.
Yes, we were.
And so, like, I just was wondering who was actually possibly in control of the central command and control down on the ground and stuff, because I was watching some live feeds. I was rather disturbed by seeing people in military fatigues, and it looked like we possibly saw military on the ground there. And I was also wondering, too, if the command and control was taken away from that of San Bernardino Sheriff, and the FBI was calling the shots during the whole situation.
Great question, great point. What is going on with the sheriffs and the likes of that, Paul? Because it seems like you guys are being taken over, and you are, to reestablish this, the sheriff in my eyes and in my understanding is the highest law of the land. You're the highest elected, directly affected official, and you're the guy supposed to be in charge. Why are you guys being subservient and taking orders from these other buffoons?
That's a good question. You know, the sheriff was telling everyone, the appointed political sheriff, he was telling everyone that he was in charge, but there were several local law enforcement SWAT teams waiting to come up to help, and he refused to allow them to come up and help his SWAT team. Yet there were FBI agents surrounding the house with the sheriff's department. So why did he allow that to happen? That's a good question. We do know that FBI agents were there, and they're not really, the FBI agents are not trained law enforcement officers. Most of them are just, they're not trained for that situation. So why were they there? That would be a good question for John McMahon to answer if he would ever come on a program like this. I had the same question.
Well, you know, we've got the same kind of problem here in Fresno with the sheriff we have here, Sheriff Mims. What a bonehead. I mean, she claims to be a constitutional sheriff, yet when she puts out posts that she's going to defend our rights to protect our firearms, she turns right around and violates other ones. Where in the heck does she get the idea that she could choose and pick which of my constitutional liberties and rights she's going to defend and which one she's going to let them walk all over? That bothers me, and there should be repercussions from my side to deal with this woman or those like her.
I got another question.
Go ahead.
What, in regards to all the talk with regards to concerns with Obama's executive orders and stuff when it comes to our gun rights and stuff like that, what will the sheriff do if some of the feds do in fact try and enforce it and stuff? Because, you know what, you've got a lot of people, especially in our area, and Paul knows this, in San Bernardino County, especially in the high desert region, that there are people that are armed to the teeth up here.
Yeah,
and you know what? They're not going to take it lightly if some fed comes in and says, oh, I'm taking your guns. Good luck with that.
That's, so, we're the same way down here out of Fresno. They're, in these mountains, you don't want to go up there because they are armed to the teeth. So, what do you figure, Paul, is going to happen? I know we're getting a lot of sheriffs vowing to protect their constitutional liberties and rights. What's your spin? Do you think they're sincere about it, or are they just using, as our sheriff's doing, just doing lip work? Or what's your spin on it?
The sheriff we have right now, the appointed sheriff, he will do whatever he's told. He's not. We've had plenty of supporters send him letters to oppose this and come out in public and do it. He refuses to. So if the feds wanted to come in to our county right now and take guns, I'm sure he would help them, just like he allowed the FBI to help on this Dorner situation. If I'm sheriff, they won't do that. I will tell them no, they're not allowed in my county taking people's guns. Then they need to come speak to the sheriff. And the sheriff has the authority.
How are you going to stop that? You only have so many people.
Well, this is the thing. They're not going to want to get into it with the sheriff. And they have an agreement with the sheriff to come into the county and do certain things. And, you know, the sheriff can tell them. And any time the feds come in, they need the sheriff's department to help them because they're not that big. So anytime they do a raid, they want to go do something, they always ask for the sheriff's help. And if the sheriff is telling them, do not come in here, and if you do something that violates the law, we are going to arrest you. And you start arresting a few of these people that come into someone's house and violate the law, it's going to change the perception, because if they want to come in and violate the law, we do not enforce federal law. We enforce state law. And it's plain and simple. And if they want to come in and do that, then they're going to have a problem with me. There's sheriffs that do it all over the country now. They just tell the feds no.
You know, Paul, that brings up, we kind of went full circle on this, because it comes right back to what we started, which throws another question in here. If this guy's an appointed sheriff, where the heck does he get the liberty and the rights to do what he's doing? Because you're, as a sheriff, you're elected. He's not. He's appointed by bureaucrats. He should be null and void right off the get-go, in my opinion.
That's the problem. You have a person that was in charge of the Board of Supervisors. She decided to do a ad hoc committee of her and one other person to pick the sheriff, and she picked this guy. And they voted on it. The Board of Supervisors have a ordinance that say they can pick,
Sure. Paul, stick with me. We'll be back after the break here. We got callers lined up. I'll get to California, Michigan right after the break.
And the sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Hey, we've made it back from another break. Hey, this is Jack Bauer. Your show is called the American Reconstruction Project. I've got on the line with me tonight Ray and Loma, and I want to get to them before we go any further. I want you guys to give out some information as to how people can get involved and what's going on with your organization. And can you give us a little overview of what's going on there, Ray and Loma? We've got callers, but we've got a good long segment here, so get after it.
Well, Jack, this is Loma. And thing critical that the sheriffs and supervisors need to understand, the Fed is going to walk all over them because they don't understand what the jurisdiction is. That's what's critical about getting sheriffs and supervisors and elected officials to our training in May, is so that not only will they learn exactly what their jurisdiction is, how to implement it and stop the Fed from walking all over them in their counties, because they don't have jurisdiction.
Exactly. And Sheriff Paul, are you going to be at that convention?
When is it?
If you go to NCSA1.org, NCSA, the number 1.org, it's going to be May 13th and 14th in Reno at the Nugget.
You know what? I probably will. I've been to one of the Constitutional Sheriffs Association meeting, and this one I haven't been to, but Sheriff Agostino from El Dorado County had told me a lot of great things about your conference.
Yeah, he was at our conference.
Well, I know Ray and Loma, they're actually, you know, turning people around, and where you've, like it or not, had to be educated and coming around to, and I don't think it's a bad thing that you're being educated, but like you just said, you come out of the academies and they tell you and they teach you, and for the most part that you're 1,000 foot tall and bulletproof, you know, when you start bleeding like we do, it's a little reality check. And they are turning you guys with the badges into cannon fodder. Because when the proverbial crap hits the fan, guess who's right out there in the front of the line? I guess who's going to first to go down.
Sorry, Jack, this is Loma. What's critical and what's going to be exemplary about our speakers at this convention is there's three of them are attorneys.
And they're the good guys.
And they're the good guys.
You know, we have James Buchel ran for Attorney General here in Oregon, and he is absolutely phenomenal and has a complete understanding of what's going on and what the problems are and what these elected officials need to understand and need to learn. The other one is Representative Ken Ivory, and he's the one that introduced the statehood bill in Utah, and they're moving forward by leaps and bounds. And then we have Chris Ann Hall, who is a scholar regarding not only the Constitution, but also the previous papers and the history and the genealogy of it, so that there's a complete and total understanding. And she's going to really hit hard on things like the Oath of Office, Second Amendment, Ninth Amendment, and Tenth Amendment. And then we have Michael Bolden from the Tenth Amendment Center who will be speaking too. And first and foremost, though, is Sheriff Jeff Christopher from Sussex County, Delaware, where the Sheriff's Department has been stripped of their powers by legislative acts, which is totally unconstitutional. It's against their Delaware Constitution, and he's fighting this and taking this all the way to the Supreme Court if he has to. And
I'm glad you brought that up, Randall. The simple fact, and the question was brought up earlier, and I almost blew past it, what about these executive orders? Most people, and I think a good percentage of the sheriffs, do not realize the executive orders have nothing to do with any of us. Nothing. That has to do with their ballgame. Go ahead.
Stand. Absolutely. You know, Jack, our education system
told us. You're exactly right.
And if people don't understand where these authorities start and stop, they give away their rights. We only have what rights we assert as belligerent claimants.
Well, you know, I've started to really enjoy police officers because I make a lot of money off of them. Every time they do anything to me, I sue the hell out of them, and I always win. And it is great. It's easy pickings. It's easy money. And so I enjoy it. And they get quite an education out of it, and they pretty much leave me the hell alone, which is a good thing. So I'm going to bring another caller up. This is our long segment, but I want to bring another caller up here. We've got a bunch of them lining up here. We've got Herrera from California. Herrera, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. Welcome to the show.
I haven't been listening always for too long, but I just maybe wanted to change the subject, and I wanted to ask Mr. Schrader what he thought, how he would have handled that situation up there in Big Bear recently when he was a downer up there. I know that Mr. Schrader was an advocate of him, and I know that he had an unfair shake at the position when it was handed over to Mr. McMahon recently. And,
he did a show with me several months ago on this very thing when we tried to get him in there and how unreal, unlegal, unethical it was what they did. So, Paul, you can recap on that again. Go ahead, Paul. You can
Thank you for your question, Mr. Herrera. I think that the thing would have been to do would have brought in more members of other SWAT teams because of the size of San Bernardino counties. Apparently they supplemented with FBI agents, which I would have told them to get out of the scene. There was no reason for them to be there. There's no federal crimes. There was nothing for them. There was nothing for them there. And I would have waited him out. Now, again, I'm not second guessing the officers there. If he came out shooting at them, they have the right to protect themselves, and I have no problem with that. But you know what? There's so many times that we go to these places where someone barricades themselves in, and we wait them out. And I truly believe, the sheriff was just way over his head. He just, he turned this into a political show on TV where he was praising the Board of Supervisors and he was praising different representatives, and people are wondering, this has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with a man that's, has killed some people, and apparently you guys are looking for him. And I just truly believe he turned this into something that it shouldn't have been. And so that's the way I would handle it. It was pretty plain and simple. Once we had him in the cabin, we would have just locked down the area, and we would have just waited him out. I mean, eventually these people do come out. We see this all the time. And that is the way we're trained. Now, again, if he comes out shooting or if he's shooting, then that's a different story. And that's the way I would look at it. I think that If they didn't do that, then there would be a problem. So I don't know if that's what they did or if he was shooting, because I heard that he came out the back door shooting at them. And someone, they said it was an FBI agent that actually shot him.
Well, you know what, Paul, this is something that folks like the commoners like myself are unaccustomed to, is hearing common sense and logic coming from a police officer. I mean, that's just not, it's very, very, very pleasant to hear, but it's so unheard of anymore. I mean, one of the other things that frustrates, and I'm speaking for myself, but I'm shared by many, is the injustice. When was the last time, maybe in your case you may have, because you seem like an honorable man, the last time that you've ever heard of any officer ever apologizing when it's a blatant, in your face, we screwed up and got the wrong guy in the wrong car. They don't do it. They just doesn't do it. They don't do it. And that's
okay,
frustrating.
I'll tell you last time, Jack.
All right.
The sheriff Baca, whenever we had a shooting, we had this shooting down in Century, and it's been probably a year or so. He actually came on TV, and he had the deputies there with him, and he apologized to the community and to the citizens for the shooting.
Wow.
And said they were wrong. And okay. Now that doesn't happen that much, because so many cops today, just like you were talking about, whenever they step over the line, they get sued. They don't want to come out and say they're sorry, because that's an admittance of guilt. So they just keep their mouth shut and have an attorney come in and speak for them. So anytime you're doing anything, you can't say, really, you can't say much. Even these guys that go out and arrest drunk drivers, if they're giving you a test and they tell you, okay, once you finish a part of the test, they can't even say that, because then the guy's going to say, well, he told me okay, so apparently I was doing a good job. They need to just sit there and say, next test. So it's got cops to a certain point where, they don't want to say anything. And in fact, you know, we're taught that basically because the civil litigation is so high and rampant, because of, a lot of things going on, and people are so sue happy. And I just think that, they don't want to admit any kind of guilt, or, sure. You know, they don't want to say they're sorry, because then they're going to say, look, the guy said he was sorry, so apparently they did wrong, so we want an extra couple million for him doing, it's a hard call, and, but I think that if a sheriff can step out, especially if it's blatant, it helps heal the community.
Well, here's the way I see it, Paul. You know, people like myself, we're giving classes, we're educating by the tens, if not hundreds, if not millions of people on how to beat your side of the coin, and we're beating them pretty regularly anymore. I mean, I go to court every time I go to court anymore. I beat them to a pulp, and it is a lot of fun. And do you think people like me aren't being listened to and educating others? So this wall is being built, in my opinion, higher and higher and higher, and we've got to come to some kind of a crossroad where we go, you know what, let's lay our arms down and let's go have a cup of coffee or a beer or something, and let's talk about this. But we don't, thank God for you and the ones like yourself. And, you know, it's obvious that I'm reaching out, because like I say, I've got such an affinity to pork, and not applying to you. But I'm known for my hatred, and I'm known for my veracity, and I'm known for my qualities, and I'm known for how badly I can beat them. And it's not that I'm any different than anybody else, but it takes a lot of my life and a lot of my time. This is not what America's built upon or supposed to be about, in my opinion.
Right. I totally agree. I think the way that some people do get treated by police officers is wrong, because we do have some good guys out there, but the problem is, you've got these people, you know, some of the cops treating citizens badly, and then everyone's painted with the same brush. And it's hard to knock that stigma off, because whenever I was working patrol, and I would deal with any kind of situation, you know, you come up with pretty much, you know, gruff people because they have been treated poorly in the past. And, you know, it's hard to build that trust relationship back up. But that's what we really need to be working on, is being peace officers and not law enforcement officers.
Absolutely. I've got I got another caller here. I got off the grid. Off the grid from Michigan. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Warren, Michigan.
How you doing?
I'm not in law enforcement. I have brothers that are in law enforcement in the sheriff department. We have a great police here in Warren, Michigan. They got rid of the tasers. Now, regarding Mr. Dorner, look, he shot a cop, killed in front of all the other cops. Okay, regardless whether he claimed he was framed or not, they should have called in a sniper and took him out if that's not the case. And also regarding the state of Missouri, to give the citizens 90 days to get rid of their guns or they're considered a felon, and now the state of Minnesota giving the citizens 6 months to get rid of the guns is wrong in my opinion. Thank you, sir.
Well, I can't let that one slip by. And again, I'm gonna jump in here for a second, Paul. It sounds to me like what he's saying is we need to ignore his liberties and rights and let the cops that witnessed it be the judge, jury, and executioner. I disagree 100%. I think he deserved his day in court. If he'd have been found guilty, he'd have been put to death. One or the other. But you don't send a sniper out, as they did in Ruby Ridge, and take these people out because the cops happen to find them, make themselves judge, jury, and executioner. What do you think about that, Spin, Paul?
Well, absolutely. I said that at the beginning of the program. I don't think cops should be judge, jury, and executioner. This is not a combat zone to take a sniper and shoot somebody. I don't think you should do that. Even after what he's done, you have to give him a chance to come out and give himself up. If he's firing back at you, the sniper could shoot him and take him out. I don't have a problem with that. If he is shooting, actively shooting, but if he's not doing anything, then, I think you wait him out. I think that's the proper way to handle it. And there was another part of this where a couple ladies that were earlier had been throwing newspapers over in an area, and the cops opened up on them. And I'm telling you right now, that's a big problem. I have a big problem with that because I wasn't there, and I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking him, so, I don't want repercussions on that. But most cops you talk to, they're wondering, what were those guys doing? I mean, it was just crazy because they saw a truck that looked like his and had two, I don't know if they were white or Asian ladies driving it. It had nothing to do to look like him, and they just, they filled that truck up, so.
Yeah, they shredded it. I think it was a Toyota, and he was in a Nissan. And then they did a second car, the same thing. They turned them both into Swiss cheese. To have these counties got that kind of budget where they can afford to have these sheriffs go out and do this to people, and you think those people aren't going to have some kind of lawsuit, and you think they're not going to walk away with a ton of money, and by the grace of God, it didn't kill anybody? I mean, there's a real problem here. There's a real disconnect.
Hey, Jack, I want to bring something up on that point. This is Ray.
Go ahead. Sure, Ray. Go ahead.
That's personal accountability and accountability within the offices. Because if they're not being led by people with good, strong morals, values, training, those offices are not going to operate effectively. Okay? It's just not going to happen. And until we do start holding them accountable, and I think it's sad that it's gotten to the point to where the people have to sue and cost the counties and the cities money, because they can't rein in and or hire and or discipline the people that they're responsible for. And I think what your listeners have got to understand is this comes back to our personal responsibility as the electorate, the voter, okay? We need to be much more diligent about looking at the people that we are electing, whether it be city council, because they usually appoint your chief of police, or if it's your county commissioners or supervisors, because they work directly with your sheriff's office. And this is something the folks out there have got to understand. The sheriff's office, even though independently elected, are almost solely reliant on their county commissioners and the general fund in that county for their budgets. And so they've got to play the game, too. And that really stinks.
Good point. Very good point. And bringing up another same, the officer that was on the show last week said the same thing. And what I've seen and what just blazes out in my face is it seems like these smaller counties, and Paul's not in a small county, he's in a big county, but it seems like the officers, the sheriffs in the smaller counties are more in touch with, and it has to be, more in touch with their constituents, and they're more, they're easier to get along with. They're easier. They're not out hunting and pecking and nailing people for their last penny they have. That's in smaller counties. Whereas in Fresno here, we got a lousy sheriff here, that's nothing more than a politician. She's she's pondering. You know, she's nothing but a politician. She's a very polished politician, and she's been invited. You think she's going to show up on any of my shows? No way in hell. I get asked almost daily why I'm not dead yet, because I am in their face on a daily, hourly, weekly basis, as you guys know. And it's not that I have a death wish, but I can't. The only reason I'm doing this, Lord knows, is not for the money or the fame, but I can't see leaving this country to my children the way it's going. And it's, if people like myself and Paul and Ray Loma, you guys aren't doing it, who will?
Exactly. We all need to be, every single one of us.
Absolutely. Hey, we got a little short break coming up here. Right after the break, we're going to bring up Jerry from Chicago, and we got Sherry from California. So stick with me. We'll be right back after this quick break.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. Cause she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we're back again. I got on the lines with me. I've got Ray and Loma from Oregon, and I've got Sheriff Paul. Sheriff Paul, I know you're pressed for time. You got something to do in this next coming hour, and I've got another sheriff coming on. I have Sheriff Jeff Christopher be on. You have anything you want to close with before I know you have to take off? And I appreciate you. Thank you very much for coming.
Well, I would just like to let people know that if you are in San Bernardino County, or if you have friends in San Bernardino County, I'm running for sheriff in 2014, and I'd like to give my website out if people would like go to my website. It's sheriffpaul2014.com. Real easy to go to, sheriffpaul2014.com. It's interactive. I have a lot of information on there about me. I don't hide my beliefs and the way that I think a constitutional sheriff should treat people. My thing is, I believe the role of the sheriff is to defend the Constitution and protect people's rights. And if we're not doing that, we're not doing our job.
Well, you know, Sheriff, and I thank you very much for taking the time to do the shows with me. And I know you mentioned to me the other day that you've gotten quite a few people have sent you information as to far as what their spin on life is and how they see the Constitution and your roles. And I know there's been probably even a couple of net cases out there. But, you know, thank you for taking your time to at least address the issues and look at them. And, you know, it kind of makes people like myself feel like, hey, maybe there is a chance. And that's very much appreciated, very, very much. Whereas here in Fresno, I'll tell you what, I take a hard stand on this one, and I can't see it changing, and I apologize for it, but when you're, in my opinion, when you're exposed to this much kind of filth, because we got a police chief here, this is nothing less than a child molester, and he has so much clout, nobody can touch him, and drug addict, drug pusher, when you're exposed to that kind of filth, and the people that I was brought up as a child to believe we're supposed to respect and admire, it really slants your way of thinking. And as a paramedic that I was for years, when you see that kind of stuff out in the field and you experience it, it definitely tends to taint your opinion and spin on officials, public and police officers. So, again, thank you for what you've been doing.
And, Paul, this is Ray. You can go to our site at ncsa1.org and register for the convention. I think you'll find it to be incredibly informative.
Let's see if we can squeeze one more call in here before we do the next break. I've got Jerry from Chicago. Jerry, are you with me?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, especially Sheriff Paul. Too bad he's gone. I wanted to ask him
a couple of questions. He's still there. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I come from Illinois, and there's over 60 counties in Illinois, and only three county sheriffs signed up for standing up for the Second Amendment. Yeah, let's see. What was the other question? My question was I just purchased a few firearms in the last 2 years, first time I ever owned them, and they're all high-capacity magazines. I mean, more than six. And what is your – I mean, I understand life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is your rights. If someone kicks down my door saying you can't have these guns and I defend myself and I know I'm going to lose the battle because – they come at you 8-1 all the time. I mean, where is your stand on that for defending my home and my rights?
Well, I believe in the castle doctrine, and I believe if someone's breaking into your home and, you know, you believe that they're going to cause harm to you or your family, I think you have the right to defend yourself. So, you know, again, being the sheriff, there's a prosecuting attorney that might look at it different, but that's my take on it.
Hey, Paul, thank you very much for being there. We got a little quick break. We'll be back right after the hour break. Stick with us.
From his daddy's hand. A genuine toy hammer. He started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Number 44, he says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Now more.